Penzoy, yes, I mean a boys' band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
All right, Thursday Music Club, step right up, folks. Say hi to Samantha Fisher, playforwardstl.org. Her charitable arm, the other arm, pretty fantastic looking as well. How are you, Samantha?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you, my love?
Terrific. All right, before we get into some local music and turn folks on to some sounds, and by the way, later in the Thursday Music Club, Stephen Bishop will be with us. On and on, you just keep on trying. Hey, right, let's start with the play. You're supposed to say, boy, I didn't realize you could sing.
I was getting ready to say that. I thought you were just a drummer. I didn't know you could sing.
Yeah, I know. I'm a Renaissance man. All right, let's talk about Play It Forward. What are you looking for? What'd you get? Who have you helped? What's happening?
Well, we just picked up those three keyboards from Mozingo's last week. I was really excited to get those. I mean, they are in amazing condition, almost brand new. It was great. We picked up that saxophone and the clarinet that I told you about, the lady that called, and then the lady that emailed, the synchronicity of it all. And our dear friend Lou Weiner took that saxophone and had it repaired and fixed and ready to go. Really excited about that one to give to the little girl in Herculaneum. We are seeking right now two quarter-inch violins, if anybody has two of those laying around.
Quarter-inch violins, wouldn't that be like too small to actually play on?
Yes. They're just the smaller ones for the younger people to learn off of.
So
we need two of those.
Quarter size, probably not quarter-inch.
Quarter size, yeah. Did I say inch?
You said quarter-inch violin. We have a cricket that wants to fill out a wind section. Okay.
Alrighty. You know what I mean. Anywho, and then we just took another drum kit to the East St. Louis High School. So we went back there last Friday, and gave them a full drum kit. And, boy, those kids in there were really excited to add that to the percussion.
And so. A full-size drum kit, not a half-inch drum kit?
It was a full-size drum kit, yes.
All right, what are you looking for? What do you need?
Those two violins and pretty much anything else you have laying around, we'll take it.
Look.
Oh, and I'm getting ready to pick up a stand-up bass this afternoon from a lady named Kathy that heard about the program, and it's a beautiful stand-up bass. I mean, that's a $2,000 instrument that will be given, so it's wonderful.
Indeed, and you can tell her dog's very happy by that as well. So anything you could do, those instruments, those guitars in the basement, in the attic, you're not using them. Let's get them in the hands of some kids that will have a chance to have music in their life and enrich their world. Play It Forward, STL.org, for more information. Any fundraising events coming up?
Mardi Gras, March 1st. We'll have our beer and hurricane booth located right down there on Broadway and 7th. We'll be in the thick of it. And I've got a nice volunteer team. You can volunteer and join us if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still there?
Yeah. Sorry, I was playing my half-inch violin.
Anyway, that's our big event coming up. And Mardi Gras, Inc. has been supportive of Play It Forward for the last 6 years. And we sell their product, and we're in the thick of it. It's crazy. But then a few weeks after that event, they write Play It Forward a check for usually $2,200 to $2,400.
Fantastic.
So it's a great fundraising effort for our program.
Good deal. All right, well, let's get on to the music. Let's see who we got, where we got, what's going on.
Well, we've got two newcomers to the club today. Super excited about this kid, Matt the Rattlesnake Leech. And I know you're going to love that name. Again, 16 years old, born in 1997 and started playing guitar when he was 11. When he was 12, he was turned on to our favorite, Stevie Ray Vaughan. And I think he was just enlightened. And the kid is an amazing blues guitarist. Plays a lot down at BB's. He shared the stage with Jeremiah Johnson, Gus Thornton, Marquise Knox, Rich McDonough, Aaron Griffin, Big Mike. I mean, and that is just to name a few. So he will be playing with Jeremiah Johnson Band February 8th at the Duck Room, Blueberry Hill. Show starts at 8 o'clock. It's a $7 cover. If you haven't seen this kid before, I encourage everyone to get out and check him out. Again, 16 years old. He's a prodigy of Big George. And this song is Big George singing and Matt the Rattlesnake Leech on guitar. Check it out.
Years old and holding your own with Big George Brock. Impressive. Actually had a chance to see the rattlesnake up close last summer. We got involved in a music talent contest out in Chesterfield, and I brought Matt out on stage, and he did some solo stuff, and I think he did some Stevie Ray Vaughan by himself, and he was terrific. So glad to see
he's absolutely incredible. He's a real humble guy. He's real quiet. You put him on stage, and he just comes alive. So looking forward to seeing where he goes in the future. And, you know, he's from St. Louis. He's one of ours. So we're going to support him as much as we possibly can. And this just in, there's an event called Good Friday Blues Event. It's downtown. It's a Blues Museum fundraiser. Matt was a part of that last year, and he's also been invited to come back this year. Cool. And I don't think he knows that. So I think he's listening to our show. And so we're letting him know that he's on again for this year.
Way to go, Snake. That show Saturday at the Duck Room, Blueberry Hill. All right, we got time for one more. What do you want to play?
Well, I think this is the first time we've done some Christian rock music on the show.
I think it is.
So this is new to me. This is Aaron R. Smith. You can check him out at aaronrsmith.com. This is a new release, his album, City That You Love. It's he collaborated one of the songs with one of my people, Russ Moore from Fundamental Elements. Do you remember that band?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Russ is one of my favorites. So Russ and Aaron co-wrote this song that we're going to hear together. Aaron is a worship leader at the Journey Church in Marion, Illinois. And this is his second album that he's put out. And last Saturday was the release at the Civic Center, and it apparently doing extremely well. And we just want to let everybody know that it's a full band. If there's any worship leaders, pastors out there that need some music into their church or their events, this guy is available for those needs. Again, check him out at aaronsmith.com. I really like this music. I love Christian rock. I don't think we hear enough of it. And this track is called Only Savior.
All right, we go out with that. Thank you, Sam. Don't forget, play it forward, stl.org for more information. We'll talk to you soon, my dear.
Thank you. See you next week.
All right. We go out with Aaron Smith. Again, aaronsmith.com. Brand new release from him called Only Savior. Thursday Music Club. When we come back, it's a conversation with Stephen Bishop. Stick around.